the last of the frost for the time being for tonight. Clear skies around tonight. But as we go later into the week, Friday and into the weekend, then more in the way of milder weather coming in. And that means weather fronts from the Atlantic and also rain and stronger winds. So for today, it's still cold at first, especially further east where temperatures are around freezing to about 1 degree at the moment. Milder further west, 4 or 5 degrees, the typical temperature in the far west of Cornwall. So a slight frost, perhaps some ice at first in the east of the county, but most of Cornwall is going to be dry today. Just the chance of a light shower clipping the far south, the Lizard Peninsula, places like that. Otherwise dry and also brighter at times, some sunny periods developing. And the northeasterly winds, mostly light or moderate, a little bit fresher along some of the headlands on the south coast, and backing to the southeast later, with highest temperatures today up to 5 Celsius, 41 Fahrenheit. Tonight, still the chance of a shower near the south coast, but mostly dry, and also cold again, another frost developing, some ice for inland areas, away from the far western coastal areas as well, and a few freezing fog patches may also develop in the east. Cloud and rain, though, reaching the Isles of Scilly by the end of the night, and the southeasterly winds also freshening, becoming quite strong over Scilly and the far west towards dawn. Minimum temperature will be down to -2, and for Friday, some early brightness in the east, but cloud and rain already in the west will continue to spread eastwards. May well give a little bit of sleet or snow over the tops of Bodmin Moor for a short time, but the rain becoming heavier and also more persistent during the day, while the winds also becoming stronger further west from the southeast. Highest temperatures will be up to 9 Celsius, 48 Fahrenheit, and then overnight into Saturday, the rain clears eastwards, the cloud breaks, and there will be showers moving in from the Atlantic as well. Minimum temperatures down to 5 degrees, 41 Fahrenheit, and the northwesterly winds at that stage also becoming stronger for a time. Moving ahead to Saturday, it does become increasingly cloudy once more. Patchy light rain will be turning heavier and more persistent during the day, also coupled with low cloud and hill fog by the end of Saturday as well. The rain does clear to the east overnight. It'll be followed again by some heavy scattered showers, while the wind's quite strong from the west and backing to the southwest before veering back to the west overnight again. Highest temperatures up to 10, that's 50 Fahrenheit. Overnight lows, 7 Celsius, 45 Fahrenheit. And Sunday will be a day of blustery showers, some of them heavy, quite prolonged. Some sunny periods between those showers, and they do start to die out and become less frequent overnight into Monday. So some strong southwesterly winds, potentially up to gale force, at least in gusts around the coast, whilst temperatures will be up to 9 Celsius, 48 Fahrenheit, and the overnight minimum 6 Celsius. Monday, bright with sunny spells, a few showers around at first, but more cloud and rain will be spreading in from the southwest ahead of the next frontal system moving in from the Atlantic. Again, the winds increasing from the southwest, becoming strong at times later, whilst temperatures reaching double figures once more for Monday, 10 Celsius and overnight minimum 7 Celsius. The inshore waters forecast, the wind northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 near headlands at first, veering southeast 5 or 6 later, while the weather will be showers in the south, mainly fair later. The visibility moderate or good, but occasionally poor.